Welcome to Sunday Morning Prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings, past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt and rise up to live in the glory of God for evermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God for ever. Let us pray. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit." Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. So let us celebrate the feast, not with the old leaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For since by one man came death, by another has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 99. The Lord is King, let the nations tremble. He is enthroned upon the cherubim, let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion, he is high above all nations. Let them praise your great and terrible name. For holy is the Lord. The Mighty One is King and loves justice. You have established equity. You have dealt righteousness and justice in Jacob. O exalt the Lord our God, and bow down before his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among those who call upon his name, they called to the Lord, and he answered. He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud. They kept to his teachings and the law that he gave them. You answered them, O Lord our God. You were a forgiving God to them and pardoned their wrongdoing. O exalt the Lord our God and bow down towards his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Lord God, whose blessed Son rose in triumph and set us free. Grant us the fullness of life he promised us, that through the Holy Spirit our hearts may possess him whom our eyes cannot see, the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from the book of Acts, beginning at chapter 13, verse 44. The next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. But when the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and blaspheming. They contradicted what was spoken by Paul. Then both Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly, saying, "It was necessary that the word of God should be spoken first to you, since you reject it and judge yourselves to be unworthy of eternal life. We are now turning to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, saying, 'I have set you to be a light for the Gentiles, so that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth.'" When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and praised the word of the Lord. And as many as had been destined for eternal life became believers. Thus the word of the Lord spread throughout the region. But the Jews incited the devout women of high standing and the leading men of the city and stirred up persecution against Paul and Barnabas and drove them out of their region. So they shook the dust off their feet in protest against them and went to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. The same thing occurred in Iconium, where Paul and Barnabas went into the Jewish synagogue and spoke in such a way that a great number of both Jews and Greeks became believers. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers. So they remained for a long time, speaking boldly for the Lord, who testified to the word of his grace by granting signs and wonders to be done through them. But the residents of the city were divided. Some sided with the Jews, and some with the apostles. And when an attempt was made by both Gentiles and Jews, with their rulers, to maltreat them and to stone them, the apostles learned of it and fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and to the surrounding country. And there they continued to proclaim the good news. The second reading is from the Gospel according to John, beginning at chapter 15, verse 17. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. If the world hates you, be aware that it hated me before it hated you. If you belong to the world would love you as its own. Because you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you. Servants are not greater than their master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have sinned. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not have sinned. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. It was to fulfill the word that is written in the law. They hated me without a cause. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. The Lord has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through the holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous before him all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation. By the forgiveness of their sins, in the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Loving God, your Son has chosen us and called us to be his friends. Give us grace to keep his commandments, to love one another and to bear fruit which will abide. Through him who is the true vine, the source of all life, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Eternal God, whose Son Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, grant that we may walk in his way, rejoice in his truth, and share his risen life, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, by your Son Jesus Christ, you gave many excellent gifts to your apostles and commanded them to feed your flock. Bless all archbishops and bishops in the Anglican Church. So fill them with your truth and clothe them with holiness, that, as pastors of your church, they may diligently preach your word and modernize their teachings of your people to the glory of your name. God of grace, hear our prayer. God of wisdom, grant, we pray, that the words we have heard today make in us a desire to serve the people, in bringing the good news of Christ to all who have yet to hear it, so that they may bring forth in us the fruit of good works to honour and praise your name. God of grace, hear our prayer. Creator God, we thank you for all created living beings. We ask that you look kindly with saving grace upon all animals this day, whether they are in the wild, on the streets, in captivity, or elsewhere. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican Cycle of Prayer, Igreja Episcopal Anglicana de Brazil Church, the Diocese of Ballarat, the Parish of Springfield, Brisbane Correctional Centre, Coomera Anglican College, Coomera, all parishes seeking clergy, all Anglican schools seeking chaplains, all prison ministry chaplaincy teams, all people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Eternal God and Father, by whose power we are created and by whose love we are redeemed, guide and strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give ourselves to your service and live this day in love to one another and to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.